Retail giant Walmart has recently sparked controversy in communities across the country. Now the fight has gone Hollywood. There are two documentaries with radically different views of the Arkansas mega retailer. Robin Urovich reports.
In recent years, Robert Greenwald's cinematic targets have included Fox TV, the war in Iraq, and the Patriot Act. His new film is called Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. In this clip, former Walmart worker Edith Arana describes the moment she asked her manager about a promotion.
He just bluntly told me, there's no place for people like you in management. And I said, well, what do you mean people like me? And I said to him, I said that I'm a woman or that I'm black. He said, well, two out of two ain't bad.
Arana has joined a massive class action lawsuit against Walmart for gender discrimination. Greenwald's other subjects recount stories of how Walmart destroyed mom-and-pop competitors, or how workers earned so little that they relied on government programs for health care and sometimes food. The company has shot back with video spots like this one on its website.
It seems the special interest propaganda machine behind the attacks against Walmart now includes video maker Robert Greenwald. The truth is, Walmart is one of the most diverse employers in America, and was recently named by Black Enterprise magazine as one of the 30 best companies for diversity.
Walmart has set up a campaign-style war room to counter its critics. It's staffed by some of the nation's top political and public relations professionals. The company has also embarked on a sort of charm offensive, calling for an increase in the federal minimum wage and lower health insurance costs for some workers. But a Walmart spokesman says it can't raise its own workers' wages and still remain competitive. Here's CEO Lee Scott at Town Hall Los Angeles earlier this year.
If we keep our prices low and raise our average wage substantially, we would in fact decrease our profitability disproportionately. On the other hand, if we raise our prices to cover those costs, we would betray the commitment we have to tens of millions of customers, many of whom struggle to make ends meet.
Like Lee Scott, filmmaker Ron Galloway is a self-described free market guy. The ex-stockbroker has made an unabashedly pro-Walmart film, Why Walmart Works and Why That Makes Some People Crazy. The company gave him access to its stores where he interviewed workers like this woman, identified only as Sharon.
I had no work history. And he just sat there for a minute and he goes, you know what? I see something in you. I'm going to take a chance on you. Do not let me down. And he gave me a shot, and I got the job. And I've been with Walmart ever since.
Galloway's film has generated some buzz, and he says he might sell a few more DVDs because of its timing. It comes just as controversy over Walmart is reaching a boiling point. This fall, Walmart Watch, a coalition of labor unions, environmentalists, and religious leaders, launched its first nationally coordinated effort against the mega retailer. The group's immediate goal is to organize 7,000 screenings of the Greenwald film at house parties, union halls, and churches.
We got Protestant and Catholic. We have Church of God in Christ. We got Baptists. We got CME churches. And we got
in Inglewood, California, just south of Los Angeles, Reverend Jarvis Johnson of Walmart Watch is meeting with a couple dozen of his fellow ministers. Johnson wants to enlist them in a campaign that he says is as crucial for 21st century workers as civil rights was for Black Americans in the 1960s.
If we change Walmart, then the rest of the companies will follow the Walmart model. They're following it now in paying low wages. They're following it now in not giving adequate health benefits. So if we change Walmart, the rest of the industry changes. And America also changes.
No one is predicting just how much the company will bend. Film director Robert Greenwald has some ideas for reforming Walmart, and he says he's invited CEO Lee Scott to discuss them.
I spent a year of my life studying this corporation now, and I think these policies are ultimately costing them profit.
Scott hasn't responded to Greenwald's invitation. Both Walmart films are available on DVD, but you won't find them at Walmart. A company spokesman says its holiday shoppers prefer DreamWorks and Miramax to Galloway and Greenwald. For NPR News, I'm Robin Urovich in Los Angeles.